I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are you doing?
You all right? Yeah, it'll be all right. Grant.
What day is it? I know. But like, what day is it?
Look.
I know it's Tuesday, isn't it? Really?
Here's how I get through this week every year. Not everyone's back, right? But by the time they're back next Monday, can you imagine the fear they'll have?
And
be back in it.
We'll be all behind us.
You'd be like, Christmas, what? I don't remember anything. I've been back in work for the last half year.
Can anyone explain what that... I mean, it's not even fear. Why do people wake up at 1:30 in the morning before they come back to work?
I don't know. I couldn't get asleep till about 12:15. Then I was up at 3:30. Then I think I woke up again. And when the alarm went off, I was like, no, it's a dream.
But like, I don't have any fear.
No, I'm grand now once I'm here.
But it isn't the fear.
Even the drive-in was nice. It was nice and quiet.
Look at me. I'm not that bad, am I?
What do you mean? In what sense now?
I'm not that bad, like, to talk to.
So,
like, you know, there's coffee here.
Yeah, no, it's
the
grand.
Listeners are here.
Yeah.
What is the problem? Yeah. Everyone does it.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
I saw someone else who does this line of work last night on Facebook saying, I'm back tomorrow and that thing I call a job. And I was like, yeah, he's right. It's really not. So cop on to yourself.
The water of life. So it's January. So this is how you get fit now, and you forget about your boxes of heroes.
Yeah.
People should drink more water to live longer, scientists have said. Analysis of US medical records found well hydrated people develop fewer chronic conditions. So water's good for you.
It is. But I think last year I found something that said there is a too much point also.
Yeah. And also, I need to check
over 3 liters for
water I'm drinking. So mineral water. So yeah, mineral water is good because that takes. There are some waters that will take the minerals out of you, so you need to have mineral water.
All right. Well, just go to the tap. It should be grand.
Oh,
I know.
So Operation Transformation is back, and all those kind of shows that put the willies up. Yeah, and there's a new show about how you're gonna die and stuff like that. I saw a trailer for it. We got
how
12
long
people
you live?
And we checked them out. So are they really fit?
It's the how long you will live thing. They brought that back.
No, it's another one. They get people who think they're fit and healthy, and they do tests on them and they go, oh no, it's not, you're not that.
I think that one is back as well though. Like this, you know, you've got sprinkles of digestive biscuits all over you, and some doctor telling you if you don't stop you're going to die. You've the heart of a 90-year-old and you're only 37.
Yeah.
No, you're grand. That's why streaming was invented.
I saw a really good guy, and he was talking about health, and he was saying you need to have 30 different plants a week.
Plants?
Yeah, plant-based things. Now, they could be spices and herbs. They can count. So if you
do they? All right.
I have basil and, you know, a bit of curry powder. There's loads of stuff in there. But 30 plant-based
curry,
things.
Curry, get a curry. It's healthy.
Per week. Yeah, no, there is loads of stuff in it. But that's why he says that's what you need to aim for.
Okay. Well, I took the stairs this morning. Someone even held the lift open. I was like, no, I'm taking the stairs.
Freezing fog on the way as the mercury is set to fall again. Med Aaron has warned that freezing fog will hit the country as temperatures are set to drop once again. Now, it looked very, very icy last night.
It was freezing last night, and this morning's grand.
Yeah, this morning's really mild. I don't know what's going on.
What is going on? Another thing I did, actually, I did a lot of mountain walking over the break, and just the green trees, you know, they'll make you feel better.
Yeah, absolutely, being in nature.
It's quite hard to get a space on Stevens's Day in my usual spot, but that's okay.
Up the mountains?
Everyone else had the same idea.
Do you have a usual spot up the mountains?
Well, the usual car park. I've never had to park out on the road before.
Oh, right, so there's loads of people up
but
there.
But I did.
It was the Dublin Mountains, was it?
The Dublin Mountains, yeah.
Nice.
Everyone has the same idea on Stevens's Day, though, fair enough. And if you are stuck, if you don't want to watch those things, now this is not a new show, but you remember, for those, Martin Clunes, who's done an awful lot of stuff, but he was also Gary from Men Behaving Badly.
Yeah.
What was Bob the Builder's character there? What was his name? Gary and...
Oh, yeah.
Tony? Was it Tony?
Oh, I can't remember.
Was it Tony? Anyway, he was in a thing called Manhunter. Manhunt. Manhunt?
Well, he's the cop and he's the detective trying to find a really weird serial breaker in her.
I actually watched season two last year. I watched season one over at the break, and they're not really linked. They're not linked at all, actually, but they're about real life cases. And then I watched the real... So there's a guy on Sky called the Real Manhunter, and he's the guy who Martin Clunes plays.
Oh.
And because I watched the drama first and I listened to the real dude last night, the details in the drama are spot on to what he did. So whoever made that show with Martin Clunes really cared.
Good attention to detail.
There's one episode on Virgin Media on your player of season two. First episode. I don't know why they do the ones
left.
Is
this the light bulb fella?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
It's very scary.
Oh, Jesus.
That's the first season. Or it's the second season. But the first season. So what I did was I got on my VPN and onto the ITV Hub, and you can stream it.
And?
It's excellent.
Okay.
So if you like, I don't even want to compare it to Line of Duty because it's not. It's better.
All right.
And it's real, obviously, so it's based on real stories. But if you like crime stuff, and you don't want to watch some lad crying into how fat you are or how fat you're not or whatever, like, seriously. I would have thought the way everyone's kind of about body confidence, I know you should be healthy and all that, but I wouldn't have thought that show would be still be around today.
No, they seem to send people out. You know the fella, the Beast?
Yeah.
And they call him the Beast, by the way. I thought that Beast was a bit mean.
The Chase.
He's a big, yeah.
He's lost a lot of weight.
Huge amount. Yeah, Mark. So, Labat or something. So, Labat means the Beast in French.
Labat.
That's why they call him the Beast. I thought they were calling him the Beast because he's a big lad. Always thought it was a bit mean. Anyway, he's lost a ton of weight. But
how do you do it?
Oh, I don't know. Being healthy. And they brought him out on Loose Women in his underpants.
Ah, that's disgraceful. And you did that to a woman, you'd be shot.
Yeah.
Although we've done that for a long time.
And they're, hey, look at you in your underpants. Like,
Beast my ass.
But he could have come out in a suit and still looked, you know, like he's lost it.
Smaller suit. Yeah, yeah.
I don't get this underpants thing.
How do you find that show?
I saw it on YouTube. I saw there was a link. I saw he'd lost weight, and then next thing it was like there was a YouTube link of him on Loose Women.
He did the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Good on you. Welcome back, everyone.
There's two things I've noticed of this. So Prince Harry's selling a book. It's called Spare.
Spare?
Yeah. Because he's going spare? No. Because he's the spare one in the family. I don't know why he's called Spare. Spare room? I don't know.
I don't think he's in the spare room, no. I think they're very much.
But he's going to appear on Anderson Cooper's show, a big interview on CBS coming up. And they still do the big voice. Remember the big voice from movies, the trailers?
The voiceover guy.
Yeah, they still have him. Have a listen to this.
Next Sunday on 60 Minutes, Prince Harry has an explosive new memoir coming out. What's Inside? His revealing interview with Anderson Cooper.
Anyway, he goes on and on.
Who's Anderson Cooper?
That's just really old-fashioned, isn't it now?
It is a bit, all right, yeah.
This Sunday.
Especially for the people who I'd imagine are watching Harry and Meghan, they're like, what's with the scary voice, dude?
Well, if you're watching the Harry and Meghan and you're buying a copy of Spare and you're mad into all this stuff, he's still talking about it. And this is a little clip from that chat with Anders Cooper, who's very good, actually.
One of the criticisms that you've received is that, well, okay, fine, you want to move to California, you want to step back from the institutional role, why be so public? You say you tried to do this privately.
And every single time I've tried to do it privately, there have been briefings and leakings and planting of stories against me and my wife. You know, the family motto is never complain, never explain, but it's just a motto. And it doesn't really hold.
There's a lot of complaining and a lot of explaining.
Endless.
Private, being done in through leaks.
Through leaks. They will feed or have a conversation with the correspondent, and that correspondent will literally be spoon-fed information and write the story. And then the bottom of it, they will say that they've reached out to Buckingham Palace for comment. But the whole story is Buckingham Palace commenting. So when we're being told for the last 6 years, we can't put a statement out to protect you, but you do it for other members of the family, there becomes a point when silence is betrayal.
Whoa.
There's always a rap.
So yeah, it goes on. So he says he misses his father and he misses his brother. So I don't think they're in contact as much as they used to be.
So I've the AirPods in, so I couldn't really hear last night. But let me just say, for example, it was on in the background. I really was watching something else. She was asked. So if you work in a job and let's say there's a colleague who has an issue with you, whatever, or your employer can probably do this. They can say, okay, Nobby, I want to search your email. There's a fancy term for it, and I want to search the words Jim and strawberry alarm clock and hate job. They're the words I want to search on your email just to see what you're.
Are you allowed to do that? Eh?
You can do that. So what Megan was saying last night in the episode was they asked her for William, Charles, Archie, Africa, and a couple of other search words, and the palace wanted this information from her emails, to question her intentions.
What?
Yes. And now, as I said, my AirPods were in, so he went into details about stuff that really very sad stuff that happened to them, and he reckons the stress of all that, blames it, can't obviously prove it. So yeah, I don't know. It's I know there's a lot of the lady departments are watching it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
the fellas I don't know as much because it's half like dreaming of a prince and his bride since you were a kid.
Yeah, it's not the fairy tale at all. I've no interest in it, but from what I'm gathering is that they got a bit of a rough ride from the family.
I get Inky's
the vibe. I get
the reason it's called Spare. Because it's air and a spare. William's the air, and he's the spare.
Is that what it is?
So that's why he's the spare. That's kind of sad, isn't it? Although he's taking the mick.
That's why it's called Spare.
Yeah.
Because like in Dublin, going spare is like going mad.
Yeah, or spare something else. With a three letter word. He could have called it that. Just put an asterisk over the I. Be grand, like.
Maybe that's the follow up.
Part two. Andrew Cooper, whatever his name is. Okay. Well, look, it's
air to the spare.
It's kind of it's like watching any family airing their dirty laundry. It doesn't matter whether they're famous or the ones down
well,
the road.
Well, they say that this is why the Agatha Christie thing was so big, and this story is so big is because it's lifting
a lid.
It's a soap opera.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Loads of things coming up this morning that will make you feel better, including I saw this on the Guardian over the weekend. It's 100 ways to slightly improve your life without really trying. Like really, really simple stuff. Like for example, one of the 100, I'm not going to give you 100, is if you want to buy something today, right, you've got a voucher left over, wait 72 hours before you buy it. Because then you'll really know, do I actually want to buy that and spend all that money on it? Mm. I have loads more throughout the morning. You will feel better, I promise.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt. With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean Grange. Home of World Car of the Year. Ioniq 5. epmooney.ie.
See, it was there. Latto and Paris Hilton, they were all there, and it's gone viral. Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton, they did a New Year's Eve party, and it was on American TV. And Dolly and Miley sang Wrecking Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball. Never been so high in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wrecked me. I put you high up in the sky, and now you're not coming down. It slowly turned you, let me burn, and now we're ashes on the ground. Don't you ever say
cool.
There you go.
I saw a good one about last week, I think it was. Dave Grohl appearing on stage with Billie Eilish, and they sang There Goes My Hero.
Oh.
It was really good. Bring a bit of that later on.
Speaking of Harry and Meghan, ITV has secured an interview with Prince Harry. It'll be on the 8th of January, just a few days to go. Is it Tom Bradby? He's their pal or something. He was a royal correspondent for ITN, and they somehow became pals. So I think that's who this interview is with. There's a clip here where Harry says he'd love to be on good terms with his old man and his brother.
it never needed to be this way. The leaking and the planting, I want a family, not an institution. They feel as though it's better to keep us somehow as the villains. They've shown absolutely no willingness to reconcile. I would like to get my father back. I would like to have my brother back.
So that'll be the 8th. That's this Sunday, when the rest of the people who aren't off, aren't in this week, will have the fear.
When who's the celebrity who gives their missus a lift to work?
So now it's not a constant work. She was filming in a role which was called Welcome to Chippendales. His name is Brooklyn Beckham.
Oh,
so his missus, Nicola Peltz, they got married I think last year. He was getting up at 4 a.m. to drive her to work every day and then go home to bed afterwards, just so she was all right.
That's nice of him, isn't it?
It is. And I know sometimes you're not sure about Brooklyn.
Oh no, I don't mind Brooklyn. Okay. I don't mind the Beckhams. The Beckhams are all right by me.
And I know there's fellas listening now who get up out of bed to bring their missus to work as well.
Yeah.
Just because they don't want to get a bus or whatever.
That's a touch of class, that.
It is.
Yeah.
I knew he'd go up in your estimations now. He's the one who takes pictures and is a chef but isn't a chef.
Well, he's not really a chef.
But see, there you go.
He's not a chef though.
See, look, there it is.
But he isn't.
Your hatred for
I don't have any hatred. He's not a chef.
He's not a chef.
He's not even a photographer. He makes content.
And he gets up very early.
Yeah.
Probably listens to the show on the app. Good morning to all the Beckhams.
He was brought up right.
I know.
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to the Mr. Men that didn't make it. I wonder who we're going to visit today. Meet Mr. Buckled.
I can't dance. Hiya, Tom. Yeah, lying to drink. Yeah, lying to drink in the fizzy drinks.
Mr. Buckled lives in a house full of fizzy drinks.
Nom, 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 nom.
He has fizzy drinks in the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah.
He has fizzy drinks in bed.
How you doing, buddy?
What? He even has fizzy drinks when he's in the bath.
Oh, blowing bubbles.
Mr. Buckle drinks too many fizzy drinks.
I like fizzy drinks in my belly.
He doesn't have a carpet like everybody else. He just walks on loads of empty fizzy drink cans and bottles.
Ow. 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 Ow.
But today is a different day in Mr. Buckle's house because he's very upset. It is January and Mr. Buckle is trying to have a dry month. He's staying off of the fizzy drinks for a whole 31 days.
Oh, Jesus, come on, drive me so mad.
Hello, Mr. Buckled.
How you doing, buddy? How you doing?
How are you?
I'm great. I'm off the drink for January. How you doing?
Are you off all the fizzy drinks, Mr. Buckled, for January?
That's what I just said, yeah. I'm off them all. Everything off, everything until the end of the month.
When's the last time you had a fizzy drink, Mr. Buckled?
New Year's Eve, buddy. New Year's Eve. I don't even mind it.
Whoops. Oh dear. Mr. Buckled has hiccups. Do you know what gives Mr. Buckled hiccups, boys and girls?
What's going on?
That's right. Fizzy drinks.
Don't feel well.
I think Mr. Buckled is telling a lie about being on the wagon, and he's having sneaky fizzy drinks.
Shut your face, buddy. How dare you make that insinuation? I'm not having fizzy drinks at all. I'll have your asses.
Hey, Mr. Buckled.
Yeah?
Is denial not just a river in Egypt? And you're up to your neck in it.
I don't know what you're trying to insinuate, buddy.
Is it true that you're having fizzy drinks, Mr. Buckled?
No, I had nothing since New Year's Eve. I swear I had nothing.
Poor bold Mr. Buckled. He couldn't give up fizzy drinks for one day.
Shut your face, buddy. There's plenty of guys who do them. Plenty of guys do narrations better than you. Bye-bye, buddy. Have a good one.
Bye-bye, Mr. Buckled.
Questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Specialists in women's car insurance. Going the extra mile to get you great deals. See MissQuote.ie.
Phil from Finglas. That sounds familiar, Phil. Have you been on before?
Oh. Go again there.
Have you been on before, Phil?
I haven't, no.
You haven't? I thought we had a Phil from Finglas before.
I keep thinking of Bob the Builder.
Phil from Finglas, can he do it?
Hopefully. We'll
finish that song at the end, Phil. We're going to sing it again. Hopefully we won't be singing. No, he can't.
The big question is, you're not back to work till tomorrow, so what are you doing up?
I'm naturally an early morning person.
Okay. Grand.
Yeah. What time do you get up, Phil?
Huh?
What time do you get up, Phil?
Half seven.
Half seven.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 45 minutes in. Let's see. Right before it takes you an hour for your brain to be fully functioning in the morning. Let's find out if that's true.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
What animal is associated with the toilet paper company Andrex?
Dog.
What does the French word fromage mean?
Yogurt.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
In what sport would you have a birdie or a double bogey?
The golf.
In what year did Ariana Grande last do a gig in Ireland?
2018.
True or false? Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone is the first book of the series.
True.
The singer, The Weeknd, what country is he from?
The US.
What member of the royal family has released a book called Spare?
Harry.
What actor played Chandler Bing in Friends?
God. Ah.
How many sporting events are there in a heptathlon?
4.
What actress plays Wonder Woman in the latest film?
Gal Gadot.
Okay.
There's another question there, Jim.
I have 2 tens in there, yeah.
Oh, have you got 2 tens?
I have 2 tens.
You just wanted to stick in the fact that Liverpool lost to Brentford.
I had a spare question there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. 3-1. Anyway, we didn't get to it. It's fine.
Well, thanks for reading it out now.
But you can't use it tomorrow.
I can use it every day this week if I want.
No, you can't.
All right, so, Phil.
Yo.
It is a Labrador or a puppy or a dog. Fromage frais.
Fromage is cheese.
Yeah, I knew that after I answered it.
Goff is right. Ariana Grande last performed in Ireland in 2019, September of that year.
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone is the first one, that's true.
Harry from the royal family has got a book out called Spare.
The Weeknd is from Canada.
Matthew Perry. You've heard of him, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. Just one of those names. Didn't come to me at all.
He has a book out as well now. And Gal Gadot is correct as well. And there's seven events in the heptathlon. So, Phil from Finglas. No, we can't.
It's not.
What are we at? Five. Ah, look. Highest score of the year so far.
Setting record.
You got that. Exactly. You've got that. Exactly. Let's see if anyone can beat you.
Yeah. Thanks for having a go.
Cheers,
Phil.
Cheers.
Bye, okay, bye.
Good luck.
During the holidays, they were playing all the classics, all the Indiana Joneses, even the bad one.
That was the third one, was it?
The fourth one.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Well, the fourth one's where no spoilers, but there's aliens at the end.
Okay,
ridiculous.
The new one's out this year, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Let's say they'll get it right. So they had all the Harry Potters, they had all the Lords of the Rings, and they had Superman, right?
Oh yeah, the first one.
The first one and then the second one, which the second one is one of the best films ever. And then the third one. And then yesterday, I never even knew it existed until I started doing a bit of digging. And it was brutal. Superman 4. I never saw it, right?
Who's Superman in it?
Christopher Reeve. And Christopher Reeve co-wrote it.
Oh.
And co-directed it.
Ah.
Oh, man. It was... They shot it in Milton Keynes.
That's just roundabouts and concrete.
They couldn't afford to go to Manhattan to shoot it, like the first one, where the Daily Planet is.
Milton Keynes.
They shot most of it in Milton Keynes. I started digging. Christopher Reeve had an autobiography, right? He only mentioned it in one line. In his autobiography, he said, the less said about Superman 4, the better. He was up against... So Lex Luthor is in it, who's brilliant. Gene Hackman. Yeah. He's really good. And he's invented a guy called Nuclear Man, who can also fly.
Nuclear Man.
And Nuclear Man, he knocks down the Great Wall of China, right? But, and Superman comes along, and he does this thing with his eyes. And they didn't have... The original script was he was going to rebuild the Great Wall of China, because everyone was stuck on it.
Right.
But they didn't have the budget, so they just reversed the film. Everything just went back up. It was ridiculous. When they're flying...
Did you stick with it? Did you watch the whole thing?
No, I watched about 20 minutes of it. I'd like to watch the whole thing because it's that bad. Sometimes when a film's that bad, it just... Oh, my God, I have to watch. The special effects were awful. Like, when they're flying, you can see the strings nearly. It was terrible.
Mm.
So bad. It was so bad it was good. Then I was reading about it. He was falling out with everybody on the set.
I love going down a rabbit hole after watching a film, seeing who's still alive, who did what.
IMDb trivia. If any film you love, go to the IMDb and go to the trivia of that film, and that's where you'll go, oh my God. So he didn't get on with the girl who plays Lois Lane. He was round with her when they were filming it. He was round with the director. He was round with everybody. The guy who played Nuclear Man didn't get on with him either. Oh, man.
He felt a lot of pressure.
It was a disaster.
It was all the success with the other ones that he wasn't directing, and then...
It stank.
No surprises here, but I watched E.T. Still stands up.
Oh, E.T.'s a classic.
Still stands. And those, the guy who played Elliot, he was a fantastic actor. He was only about seven or
they're
something.
They're all Drew Barrymore. Yeah, they're all good.
She was excellent. Right, so not Superman 4 then.
Okay. Superman 4, Daniel, it's so bad. It was like, oh, I might have to watch it. I might have to watch the whole thing.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt with Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean Grange, home of World Car of the Year, Ioniq 5. See epmooney.ie.
You grow up very fast, Jim. It is Greta's birthday today. She is 20.
She's 20, and she's nailing it on Twitter at the moment as well.
She's proved quite a few times over the break.
Had a couple.
She's very funny.
Her latest one is: this is what happens when you don't recycle your pizza boxes.
Yeah.
And
she wasn't wrong.
She's brilliant. Adam Sandler was asked about playing the same type of character in all his movies throughout his career.
The Aegis, is it?
Well.
Oh, man. I always liked him growing up. I liked pulling for somebody who needed something. I relate to all different types of people, but I enjoy playing these guys who are struggling. I like that.
You like that. What is it about that?
I guess admire somebody who doesn't give up.
You know, he could be a lovely man. I feel like the world is a little bit unfair.
I think he is a lovely man, yeah.
You know?
Kevin Hart has taken a friendly swipe at his best friend, Dwayne Johnson. Hart was asked what he wishes for in 2023. And he said he hopes Dwayne Johnson's motivational speeches and gestures will end.
In 2023, I'm going to wish for the death of all of DJ's quotes. I'm sick of his fake inspirational hand gestures and motivational moments on IG. Let me tell you something, fans. Aloha, Malalua. It's not even, by the way, I don't even know if these things are real words that he's been using, but I'm sick of it. I don't want to hear it anymore. So in 2023, I'm bringing a big call to action to say, shut your trap, DJ. Nobody wants to hear your motivation and your stupid things anymore.
You don't have to be friends with The Rock. Can you send us in a motivational quote or a screenshot of an Insta story you've seen over the last 48 hours with someone who's promising they're going to do this in 2023? I'm already like, oh, will you shut up? You don't need to know. You're going to go to the gym every day. It's full of them. Motivational quotes that you've seen, please. Send them in. Send them in.
Some decent ones.
So Love Island this year, they've announced it's back in like a week and a half or something. It's the winter version.
January 16th.
There will be no social media, no cheering on anybody from the families on their official Instagram or Twitter or whatever. They've banned that.
But the ad for the promo, and listen to Nobby's feet as he runs to go to YouTube, is the ad for the show sees Maya Jama on a pink rodeo bull holding the bull by the horn.
Ah, she's sold out now, Jim. I'm not interested anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, McDonald's ads, Love Island. Nah, Grant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
See you, Maya.
Oh.
It's about time, get up and take control. If you roll the dice, you can have it all.
So she's on a pink rodeo bull, grabs the bulls by the horns. Or just the bull, actually.
It's time to Singular. Grab love by the horns. I'm ready. Are you?
I don't think I'm ready.
Love Island, coming soon on ITV2 and ITVX.
So that's weird. Ian will still be doing that. But Laura's not doing that.
Yeah, she's right.
Yeah, but he's going to be like, of course you're going to judge. You're going to go, back when Laura did it, like, you're just going to be comparing. Well,
I don't think the host does that much until the end, really. The first episode in the end.
Mm.
You know, they show up and walk in slow motion.
Mm.
But yeah.
The problem now is the presenter is hotter than anyone else in the Love Island villa. I'm back in again.
Are you back in? Yeah. Okay, that was quick. There's some great movies coming out this year, so I'm going to give you a list of some good ones that you'll be looking forward to. John Wick, if you're a big fan.
Oh, okay.
24th of March, that's Chapter 4.
I was going to say, what one is that? Yeah, 4, all right.
That's after a 2-year delay. It's Keanu Reeves, he'll be back. Super Mario Brothers, I'm not sure from the trailer.
Well, the accents are a bit strange.
Yeah, Mario always has an Italian accent. He's Italian.
He's big right now, though. If you go into any Smiths, there's like he's nearly got half an aisle again.
Oh, Mario's massive. He always has been, but like
he hasn't gone away, you know.
Super Mario Maker, that's a good game. You can make your own Super Mario game.
Oh,
Super Mario Maker 2. You can get like you can program, you can design your own game. You become a creator.
He's kind of got his own version of what's almost like Scaletrics as well.
That's cool, yeah.
I saw that.
Did you get that from
Santa? I had a look at it. I was like, dear Santa, maybe next year.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, that's coming out on the 5th of May.
Okay.
If you're into that. Indiana Jones, right, so here we go. The Dial of Destiny, this is the 30th of June.
Is this still Spielberg?
This is Spielberg, this is Harrison Ford, this is the technology they used in The Irishman, so Harrison will be young again.
Okay.
And it's incredible. The clips I've seen, it looks like young Harrison. It looks like it happened days after the first three.
The one where he's looking for his dad, who Sean Connery was on quite a bit over the holidays, I think I saw it on a couple of channels. The plane sequences where they're meant to be up in the air and there's mountains in the background. It looks so fake.
Well, did it? Oh, wow.
But at his time, it was probably grand.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge will be in that as she plays his goddaughter. So okay. She'd be his...
Does she take over the...
I think she'd just be his sidekick.
Okay.
He always has a sidekick. Remember Short Round?
Yeah.
Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 is going to be out on the 14th of July. Barbie, which a lot of people are looking forward to. I think it looks like a comedy.
Is Barbie for grown-ups or is this Barbie
it's a big joke, you know.
So for girls who play with Barbie now, it's or anyone,
I don't know. Well, Margot Robbie's going to be Barbie and Ryan Gosling is Ken.
But he has his denim jacket hanging open and everything. It's a bit like, hey, look at this.
Yeah, he's got a lot of fans.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Dune Part 2 will be out on the 3rd of November. The Hunger Games is back as well with the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Who are they mocking now?
That'll be 17th of November as well. And Wonka will be coming around.
Oh, that's the end of the year.
End of the year, December the 15th, 2023.
Who's playing him again?
Timothée Chalamet.
Oh yeah,
I paved the way for Timothée Chalamet. Olivia Colman's going to be in that as well. Loads of them. So that's okay. And Rowan Atkinson. So there's that should be good. I love the original with the music and everything.
Of course.
Wasn't sure about the other one.
The Burton version, Johnny Depp.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Well, it's a bit Tim Burton-y.
Yeah.
I think there's three things that'll get you through this time of the year because, you know, it's a long month. I came in here this morning, the Christmas tree has drooped to the ground. I'm like, that kind of sums up this whole month now. A couple of things that will get you through. Book a holiday, buy some tickets for a gig and these movies that are coming out.
Okay.
You know, they kind of take you, things that distract you for a while.
Stuff to look forward to. Make a list of stuff to look forward to. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So, if another benefit to being in work this week, because we've noticed everything's a bit quieter. I'm not sure everyone's back, certainly until the second half of this week.
Yeah, I'd say a lot of people, maybe get back, but everything will be back to normal by Monday next week.
They were probably listening to this time last year. So the main thing about this, how this works, is basically you use the bank holidays. You can turn 20 days of annual leave into 46 days off in 2023.
And this is definitely for Ireland now,
this
right?
This is for Ireland, and this is assuming that you have a Monday to Friday kind of 9-to-5 job.
Right.
Right, it's a bit trickier, obviously, if you do weekends and stuff
like
that. So I'm going to give you the first chance to do it at the end of this bit, because this is one I was like, oh, I forgot about that. So basically, just let's start in December of 2023. If you do the usual 3 days after Stephen's Day, you'll get 10 days in a row. And then obviously, if you do these extra few days, you could use 4 days this week for, you know, this time.
Oh, yeah, okay. Right.
Then you can have like, Jesus, you'd be off for 3 weeks or something like that. Same with the Halloween break. So Halloween is Tuesday this year. Then it'll be the 4 days of into November, so you can use basically when you finish working the Friday and you include the weekend. They always include the weekends, which makes it sound better.
But yeah, you know, so you get 10 days there.
Yeah. So
nice.
Do the same for, and see, this is the thing, if you're in work this week, no one else is on the board yet or in the calendar or booking it in the system. So you could jump ahead because your colleagues aren't there.
And also, little people will be off, don't forget.
Yes.
That's midterm. So that's a good one to do.
Same for October, same for August, same for the June bank holiday, same for the May bank holiday. If you know, so instead of the Monday, take the 4 days and the Friday to the Monday week.
Clever stuff.
You get 10. Do the same for Easter. So Good Friday this year is April 7th. Easter Monday is the 10th. If you book the 4 days between Good Friday and the Easter Monday, you get a 10-day break for just 4 days of holidays.
That's pretty good, man.
That's Monday, April 3rd, the 4th, the 5th, and the 6th. Then you'll get a nice little break. You can obviously do the other side as well. Same for Paddy's Day. So Paddy's Day this year is on a Friday. That's a good day for Paddy's
Day.
That's
an excellent day. Yeah, so you enjoy the 4 days before it, isn't it?
If you do the 4 days before it, you'll get it again. Yeah, yeah. 4 days, you'll get you 9 days off.
Very patriotic. Okay, let's do that.
Here's the one that is barely a month from now. Do you remember?
Don't call me Jamember.
Was it because of all the frontline staff? I can't remember. We've an extra bank holiday this year.
When?
February. Oh yeah.
When?
February the 5th, the 6th.
February the 6th, okay.
It's a Monday.
Bingo.
It's a new bank holiday that was added. If you book the 4 days on the week of Monday, February 6th, you'll get 9 days off for just 4 days. And you will leave.
So wait, when is the bank holiday in February?
The bank holiday is Monday, the 6th of Feb.
So that's, you get that off.
You get that anyway.
We'll get that anyway. Yeah, so that's, if you put a new bank holiday. Four days after that.
The government. But the only time you say something positive about them, they brought in that rule. I think it was 2 years ago, but they didn't want to give it to us just yet. Like usually most things. So this year it kicks in. 6th of Feb is an extra bank holiday.
It's game changing.
It is, yeah.
You just have to make sure you get it in before everybody else.
Well, that's why you're in work this week, isn't it? So you're in ahead of everyone else. Get onto the booking system. Carry the days over from last year if your company are sound. You might even get that February one from last year's leave if you're quick. So 6th of Feb, that's a Monday, and that is the extra bank holiday. Is that forever or is that just for this year?
I don't know.
Who gets that job? Imagine having to just give people extra bank holidays.
Well, look, when I'm in charge, I told you this before.
I know. There'll be bubbles coming out of the chimneys.
Every Friday will be off.
Well, that's one of the things on my list, by the way. 100 things to make your life better without less work. Cut down to a 4 day week to say your wages actually won't be hit as bad as you think because you pay more tax when you divide it and blah, blah.
So when I'm Taoiseach Jim, right? I'm going
to
be walking.
You'll have to call yourself James. You can't call yourself
Jim. I will, yeah.
I'm going to
drop the Jim. And I'll be Taoiseach James. And I will come down the steps and the whole nation will be going, oh, shh, when this guy talks, it's going to be something good. And I'm going to say, Friday's off forever.
Will we have to rotate now like Micheál?
I'll be reeling in the ears.
So you're Leo and I'm Micheál. That's a good deal. Then we can rotate it.
You can be Taoiseach, yeah.
Yeah, but then I get to be, you have to rotate it like
yeah,
they did.
Okay, I'm only in the job for a few seconds.
So you're Leo.
Yeah.
And I'm Micheál.
Yeah.
Right.
Friday's off forever.
Yeah.
Reeling in the ears.
And it's also today for weirdos like me who will be looking out for reg plates, 231 reg plates. Very exciting time.
And what do you go over and congratulate the driver?
No.
Would you take a picture of it?
I'd be annoyed now if I was getting a new car.
You'd take a picture and send it to me, your car mates, wouldn't you? And look what I spotted today.
I might take a picture of it, yeah. I'd be annoyed today though for picking up a new car because it's all a bit wet and dirty. I'd leave it.
You wouldn't pick up a car today because it's raining?
Well, it'll be all clean. You pick it up and it'll be wrecked.
Okay.
You know?
So would you take a picture and send it to like all your pals?
There's an internet forum in Ireland where the first...
Oh, there's an internet forum!
This isn't
speed dating, Nobby.
Is anyone working in...
Who are you trying to impress here?
Is anyone working in the garage? Send us a little picture of a new car there. Or for spot one.
Are you on the forum? What's your username?
I don't have a username.
But you check it.
I don't have a username.
You check it though. Have you checked it already this year?
No.
But they'll be on there today going, look what I spotted.
Sometimes I've started the thread every year. I've said new car pictures.
If you see somebody on that called CarFan104.
No, it's
and he's saying, I found a website name where I can actually see cars. And I was using the radio today to talk to vans. They didn't reply though.
Some people go to the airport to take pictures of Ryanair airplanes. They all look the same.
Look, everyone
some
has
some people
their thing,
like looking at cars.
Yes, yeah.
You like buying weird music on the internet?
I do, yeah.
Did that arrive yet?
No, I backed out of the deal.
All right, okay.
Well, it didn't arrive. It's a long story.
Okay, grand.
Look, I got me refund.
That's fine. But we all have our weird things.
We do have our weird things.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's all.
I don't know about my vinyl not arriving is as weird as taking pictures of cars and putting it on the forum.
Look what I saw on the N11. Look, if you're stuck in a jam, we've got loads of cameras. What's the website? Can't tell you that.
Can't tell you that.
It's a secret. You need to listen.
Just go on that car forum. You'll be telling all his car friends about it later.
If you see 231, I'd love it on WhatsApp. I really would, like.
Oh, gee. You're not alone. I know loads of people who do it.
Oh, it's 767-9704.